You're listening to the audio production of Mixed, Embracing Complexity by Uncovering Your God-Led Identity by Ellie Bonilla Jr., published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Foreword performed by Tom Parks.
To my children, Ezekiel and Ovalee, may your identity always be found in Christ alone.
Foreword. Ellie Bonilla Jr. is both deeply spiritual and cerebral. He has become an influential voice in our nation's cultural conversation regarding racial, ethnic, and spiritual identity. Our society exhausts itself with conversations about differences based on one's nationality, ethnicity, race, or culture, not to mention education, occupation, and political preferences. Into this mess enters a Christian Hispanic black man who has faced bigotry aimed at every one of those characteristics. In this book, Ellie challenges society's presuppositions and prejudices. He challenges us to think about how we relate to ourselves, as well as to God and others. He tackles the basic issue of all humanity, identity. Who are we? Where do we belong? Today, people can sign up for identity protection, which shields them from financial disaster. But people experience identity fraud with far more profound repercussions. Scripture states that we have an enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Today, a very real enemy has created chaotic ideas and false precedents that fuel internal struggles. Depression and suicide continue to spike as we grapple with our parentage, ethnicity, sexuality, and even the color of our own skin. The resulting discontent within ourselves as individuals leads to discord in all our relationships. No wonder people struggle to accept others and build meaningful relationships. We don't even have good relationships with ourselves. Without a clear understanding of our own identity, we will always have difficulty accepting ourselves and relating to others. Often, I am statements end negatively. People call themselves losers, victims, or entitled. This type of self-talk is self-defeating, but when the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy with such statements, Jesus gives us abundant
sample complete. Ready to continue?